Tuesday morning. Always time to have a chat with Dan Gordon, Mayor of the Waimea. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. How's yourself, Kieran?
I'm okay. I'm drying out around the edges at the moment. How about the Waimea Kariri District? Yeah, are we drying out or what?
It's been a busy weekend. And can I just firstly say that acknowledge all council staff that stood up our emergency operations centre, plus all the volunteer support we had over the weekend, including the work of Fens and police. It was a big weekend. I was in the EOC most of the weekend with our staff, just watching what was going on and supporting what they were doing. It was a big call on Sunday night to need to recommend self-evacuation for residents in Tuahiwi, or East Tuahiwi. Mm. It was the right decision. There was a lot of flood water going through there, and we just couldn't guarantee that people may not have incursions in their properties. And so we opened up the welfare centre. So that's been it. Look, it's been a big weekend, and there is the residual water around now, which we hope will clear, but we don't need any more wet weather as a consequence. Like, we're dealing with issues in Waikuku at the moment, and we will have a number of what we will call now service requests and issues that we will need to consider by utilities and roading. It's fair to say that drainage is a priority for the council. When these events happen, we have plans in place that test those plans, but there's a fair amount of investment to go on over the coming period. Where I was really pleased was in Kaiapoi, for instance, where we've spent around $24 million on a drainage solution. That's made a huge difference. So that's really, really pleasing out of the event. Hey, no one wants these, and it was particularly wet, but we couldn't get through it without the support of those emergency services and volunteers, our NZRT12, but also the understanding and support of the community.
Lake Lyneside has reappeared again, and well, you were talking about drainage there. What is that land going to be used for? Because the Waimea Kariri District Council have actually bought that land, is that right?
Yes, we have.
So what are we going to do with it? Can we turn it into a blimmin' lake so that we can actually enjoy it, or drainage into there?
Well, there's that, and therein lies the question, and that's why we purchased it, in order to eventually see that retired from farming. May well be a drainage retention basin. There's wetlands through there. There's a whole raft of things that we'll need to consider. We haven't landed there yet, but we've secured it. But, you know, it does go underwater every year, and as a consequence, the silt that comes from there finds its way into the Kaiapoi River, which is not at all advantageous. So, they're the things that we will consider over the coming period of time. Mm. What's the appropriate use there? And we'll consult with the public about that when we make that choice, because it'll be a reasonably large capital item if we do choose to do something there.
There's been a lot of discussion over the last, I don't know, 50 years about a second bridge over the Ashburton River. Neil Brown is renewing the call for that one there. How did the bridges handle it here in Waimea Kariri? I mean, the main Waimea, State Highway 1, probably very, very solid. The old Waimea Bridge, did that stand up okay?
My understanding is all the bridges have are fine. There's been no issues. There are roading issues throughout the district with wet weather, and of course the more saturated our roads get, then comes about potholes and other issues, because it's all about drainage to ensure that they're effective. But Mayor Neil in Ashburton fully support his call there. He's been calling for that for some time. I support him there, as does he support us with a future Woodian bypass. But to all the neighbouring councils that have been through this, we work together closely, and we support each other through this time, including my good friend in the Hiranui, Mayor Mari, who reached out just to see how we were doing. They were having some issues of their own too, but that's the sort of care that goes between our councils. We work together and support each other when there are capital items that they need. And Hiranui's been calling for some changes through Emberley as well, and we support them with that also.
Absolutely. There's a local government conference coming up in the big smoke. Are you taking the park and ride bus in to go to this conference?
We'll see. Curia, it just depends on how time works, but more than likely probably will take my car in, because you do need to come and go a little bit. That starts tomorrow afternoon with the AGM of LGNZ from 2:30, and then there's the conference over the Thursday, Friday Friday and it starts on the Wednesday. But I'm as people will be aware, standing for president, so the vote for that is tomorrow afternoon.
I was going to ask you that just right now. So so the old
breaking news.
Well, maybe not breaking. Tomorrow it'll be breaking news, Dan. I'm the broadcaster. You're the politician. so well, good luck for that. This is something that you are wanting to do. You've got plenty of time to do it. It's not going to take you away from the WOMAC.
Well, it will take me away from the WOMAC, but I've thought that through and have this full support of the council to stand. Look, we've been a critic of where LGNZ has been on a raft of issues, so there's only one way in which to change that, and that's to put your hand up and do something about it, and that's what I'm committed to do. But yes, no, I've arrange things if I'm in that fortunate position to be able to manage that, and it would be a great honour to be the next president of local government New Zealand. And there's a lot of change going on in our sector. There's a lot of things to, as we lead up to the election and post-election, a lot of challenges, and I would relish the opportunity to lead the organisation and work with mayors around the country in order, and councils in order, that we achieve the sort of things that we need to. We need change if we're to survive, and that's why I'm there. Why I've put my hand up. I want to see the organisation succeed, and to be successful, that's to have the right leadership in
place. Let's put you on the national stage, Dan.
Yes, it will.
Will that potentially have you a target of opinionists and, shall we say, some members of the media? How do you feel that the media handle national politicians?
Yes, it will, but I'm used to that. I've been experiencing that with Three Waters. Probably not at the same level of intensity, but, you know, I'm capable of managing that. Hey, look, get opinion from people all the time. At the end of the day, I believe in what I do. I, you know, work hard with our council to represent our community. We're not going to please everyone, but I rest easy because I know we're doing the best things that we can. Hey, at a national level, there will certainly be challenges there, but ultimately I know I'm capable of doing that. Others believe in me in that space too, but I know I'll be well supported through that. But you know, one thing I genuinely believe is that in engaging with councils as I've moved around the country and met with them, there is certainly a need that we have to change the narrative and work closely and form a partnership with the government. We want to do that, and we want to make sure that actually local government is relevant and is seen to be the effective delivery agent and the effective partner, because we are, and we can deliver. And we've demonstrated here at a local level over the weekend with the response we've put in place with floods just how effective LGN's local government is. And I've been up to the Wairoa and Gisborne areas. They're amazing, those councils, and the level of challenge that they're going through presently, and they need to be better supported. So we need to be clearer, in my view, about the role of local government, and be strong and passionate about the role that we can play for our communities, because that's what we're here to do at the end of the day, is to serve our communities.
What is that role that you're possibly going to be getting tomorrow afternoon, Dan?
If I'm successful, it would be the President of Local Government New Zealand.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
And if you're the council's carrying on for the rest of this week, you've got a meeting on, is it today?
We've got meetings this morning, but and there's hearings and other things going on, but colleagues will be coming into the local government conference. We've got some members of LGNZ, like councils, coming out to visit our regeneration area tomorrow, so that'll be happening. No, there's a lot going on, as there always is in this space.
As there always is. Mayor Dan Gordon from the WOMAC, thanks so much for spending some time. And just flick us a text tomorrow and tell us how you get on.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, cheers, Kerry.
Fantastic. Compass FM.